Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, False Alarm: How Climate Change Panic Costs Us Trillions, Hurts the Poor, and Fails to Fix the Planet is a nonfiction policy book by Bjørn Lomborg that challenges the tone and priorities of mainstream climate alarm. Lomborg does not deny that climate change is real. Instead, he argues that the public debate often overstates imminent catastrophe and understates the trade-offs involved in policy responses. Drawing on economic analysis, climate data, and sources such as the IPCC and the U.S. National Climate Assessment, he makes the case that many popular climate policies are expensive, inefficient, and likely to deliver limited benefits compared with alternative uses of resources. The book is positioned as a corrective to panic-driven environmental rhetoric, advocating a more pragmatic approach centered on adaptation, innovation, and cost-benefit thinking. Its purpose is not to dismiss climate risk, but to reframe it as one problem among many that should be addressed in proportion to its likely impact and the competing needs of human development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a critique of climate alarmism grounded in cost-benefit reasoning. The central argument of the book is that climate change has been framed too often as an emergency that justifies almost any policy, regardless of cost. Lomborg accepts the reality of warming but disputes the assumption that worst-case narratives should guide decision-making. His critique is less about scientific denial than about public reasoning. He argues that when fear dominates the conversation, governments and media encourage responses that sound urgent but do not necessarily improve outcomes. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that policy should be judged by measurable results, not moral intensity. That approach makes the book distinctive within climate literature, because it treats climate policy as an economic problem as much as an environmental one. The implied standard is simple: if a proposal costs enormous sums and yields only modest climate benefits, it should not be celebrated as responsible simply because it signals concern. Secondly, why Lomborg says adaptation often beats expensive mitigation. A major theme is the claim that societies can reduce climate harm's ruse more effectively by adapting than by trying to eliminate most emissions through costly mandates. Lomborg argues that many harms associated with heat, storms, and changing weather are better addressed through practical infrastructure, cooling, planning, and resilience than through symbolic emission targets. This is where his argument becomes concrete: if communities can save lives and reduce suffering through relatively inexpensive adaptation, then broad climate spending may displace more useful investments. He treats adaptation as an evidence-based strategy, not a surrender to warming. The book therefore shifts attention away from moralized emissions debates and toward immediate human protection. That framing is important because it changes the question from whether climate change is serious to how limited public money can do the most good. Lomborg uses this contrast to argue that human welfare, especially in vulnerable populations, is often served better by flexible local solutions than by high-cost global commitments. Thirdly, the poor and developing world are central to his policy critique. Lomborg consistently argues that climate policy has distributional consequences, and that those consequences fall hardest on poorer countries and poorer people. His concern is not only that large climate programs may be inefficient, but that they can slow growth, raise energy prices, and reduce resources available for basic needs such as health, education, water, and electricity. In his view, these are not secondary concerns. They are often more urgent than long-term climate stabilization. The book thus frames climate policy as a development issue, asking whether wealthy nations are imposing priorities that make sense for themselves, but not for populations still struggling with poverty. This helps explain why he treats affordable energy as essential rather than morally suspect. The argument is politically controversial, but internally coherent if economic development is what allows societies to become healthier and more resilient. Then policies that make development harder may unintentionally harm the people climate advocates claim to help. Fourthly, statistics, models, and the use of mainstream climate institutions. The book is notable for presenting itself as data-driven rather than ideological. Lomborg relies heavily on established institutions and widely cited models, especially the IPCC, the U.S. National Climate Assessment, and economic modeling associated with William Nordhaus. This is important because it positions the book within the boundaries of mainstream climate evidence while challenging the interpretation of that evidence. He does not try to replace scientific consensus with denial. Instead, he argues that the same data can support a more measured policy response once economics is taken seriously. The book's method is therefore a critique of prioritization, not a rejection of measurement. Readers encounter charts, comparisons, and cost-benefit logic meant to show that not all climate interventions are equally valuable. That analytical style gives the book its authority for sympathetic readers, but it also creates tension, because a numerical framing of climate risk can seem to downplay uncertainty, non-market harms, or long-term ethical concerns. Still, this method is central to the book's identity. Lastly, innovation and energy abundance as the alternative to panic politics, rather than presenting climate action as a choice between catastrophe and sacrifice. Lomborg argues for innovation, technological progress, and cheaper energy. He sees breakthroughs in energy, carbon reduction, and resilience as the best route to long-term improvement, because they can lower emissions without undermining growth. This is one of the book's most practical ideas. If clean solutions become affordable and scalable, they are more likely to be adopted than policies built on austerity or coercion. The book also suggests that energy abundance itself can reduce suffering, especially in the developing world, by supporting refrigeration, industry, and modern infrastructure. In that sense, Lomborg's climate vision is not anti-environmental, but pro-growth and pro-technology. He asks readers to view innovation as the true long-term lever, since human societies adapt best when they are prosperous, flexible, and able to invest in new tools. That perspective sets the book apart from more alarm-focused climate writing. In conclusion, False Alarm is best suited for readers who want a skeptical, economics-heavy perspective on climate policy rather than another warning about environmental collapse. It will be especially useful for policy readers, students of public affairs, economists, journalists, and general readers who want to understand why climate debates so often turn into arguments about priorities, trade-offs, and inequality. The book does not simply say climate change is unimportant. It argues that the way it is discussed and funded often produces worse outcomes than a more measured approach would. That makes it intellectually useful even for readers who disagree with its conclusions, because it forces a serious confrontation with questions that many climate books leave implicit: what should be done first, how much should it cost, and who bears the burden. Compared with many books in the genre, it stands out for treating climate policy as a problem of allocation rather than apocalypse. Its distinctive contribution is the insistence that adaptation, innovation, and economic development may do more for human well-being than high-cost symbolic emissions policies. Whether one finds it persuasive or not, it offers a clear alternative framework that is easy to identify and difficult to ignore. If you would like to support Bjorn Lomborg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.